Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Cattle producers are champions in protecting the environment. We're back on that in just a moment. Cattle producers, mark your calendar now for Superior Video Livestock Auctions Labor Day 35 sale coming September 10, 11, and 12, broadcast live from the Doubletree by Hilton in the Denver, Thornton, Colorado area. Expecting over 75,000 head to be sold, to be seen on Rural TV at Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. Call Superior for more information, 1-800-422-2117, or go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
If you're a beef cattle producer, if you're a dairy farmer, you are a champion of the environment. Modern production agriculture techniques that we use these days in the United States make it so. Dr. Frank Mittlender of the University of California, Davis explains why what we do matters.
We today produce twice as much beef with half the number of animals as we did 50 years ago. Twice as much beef with half the number of animals. Same is true for the dairy sector. We have shrunk our herds so much, but we have multiplied the amount of output by these animals. And that means we are extremely efficient. And those new comparisons, when they are done correctly, show that very clearly, that we are not by any means the most polluting or so industry in the world, but the opposite is true. We are the least polluting. Mm-hmm. And today FAO and others say that production efficiency is inversely related to pollution. That means when production per animal goes up, pollution goes down. And that's what we're good at in this country. But we are not good at telling the public our story. And that is where your stakeholders, where producers in this country need to remember that when they point fingers at others, three fingers point back. They have to do a much better job telling their story. They need to stop being quiet about things, because when they are, it looks as if they have something to hide, which they don't. But it looks to the public as if they have something to hide. And the people who are not quiet about things are the ones that belong to PETA, HSUS, and so on. They are very vocal, and that's what people listen to.
So this concept of the amount of production efficiency, that really is a key, a real crux of how we should be figuring the carbon footprint.
Yes. In fact, I would say that there's a term that's widely being used now that I'm a big fan of, and that's not just intensification of production, but it's called sustainable intensification. Sustainable intensification means you're not just looking at being most efficient and most productive, but you also look at other sustainability areas like animal welfare, environmental quality, food safety, worker health and safety, worker training. Those kind of things make up the sustainability of your operation. And that's what the public wants to see, and that's what's best for your operation. And that's what most everybody can group under.
World-renowned when it comes to animal agriculture and greenhouse gas emissions, Dr. Frank Mittlender. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.